Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Former White House counsel Don McGahn defied a congressional subpoena and did not show up for today's House Judiciary Committee hearing.
CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes is on our news line. Nancy, Democrats certainly not pleased with this development today. What might the next step be here?
Well, you've got a number of Democrats now for the first time saying that perhaps the time is right to initiate impeachment proceedings in the House, or at least an inquiry so that they have a stronger investigative powers so that they can try to compel some of these key witnesses like Don McGahn to testify and to hand over documents.
Are some Democrats saying that the president came right out and urged Don McGahn not to appear, and that is evidence of obstruction?
That's exactly what they're saying. They argue that they are now witnessing obstruction of justice in real time, and it isn't just McGahn. The president has kind of issued a blanket ban on aides complying with congressional subpoenas. Democrats say that upsets the balance of power between the executive branch and the legislative branch, and they believe that it's time to turn on the heat. But, this is far from universal. You still have a lot of Democrats, including the House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, who say that there are other ways to compel people to testify and to get information, and that they're not ready to touch that hot pan on the stove that is impeachment.
How are Republicans reacting to all this today?
Well, they say that Democrats are just trying to drum up controversy and encourage spectacle, and that some of these witnesses, like the attorney general, actually would have come in and testified if Democrats hadn't made unreasonable demands in their view. And they say, what's the rush? You know, why not negotiate with some of these witnesses and see if you can create conditions under which they would be willing to come and testify? Democrats say, hey, we've heard it from the horse's mouth. The president himself has said he doesn't want anyone cooperating with Congress. That's unacceptable. Sure, every president in modern times has blocked an aide or two from coming in and testifying about something that they know would be embarrassing or sensitive, but nothing like the sort of blanket refusal that we're seeing from this president right now.
I've heard some Democrats say that if we push the impeachment issue, we meaning the Democrats, we're playing right into the president's hands. It'll just fire up his base.
No question, because obviously Republicans and the president will then argue that the only thing that Democrats are concerned with is going after this president, embarrassing him, and not with making the lives of everyday Americans better. And Democrats are well aware of that. That's why you have people like Nancy Pelosi arguing against the impeachment route, particularly because at this point, it's doomed to fail. Even if the House were to vote for impeachment, the Senate is controlled by Republicans. And so far, there is only one Republican in the House or Senate who has come out in favor of impeachment. That is Justin Amash of Michigan. He's a very lonely voice on the right on this issue right now.
Nancy, what about Robert Mueller? Is there any late word on whether he'll testify or not on Capitol Hill?
No, and that's really a mystery, is when he will testify and under what conditions. Is he willing to testify out in the open publicly, or is this something that he wants to do behind closed doors? How many committees will he talk to? This is all still being negotiated, and we haven't heard of any concrete developments in quite some time, which is puzzling, and it kind of has sort of put things at a standstill. There are a number of Democrats who told us today, they're considering jumping on the impeachment bandwagon, but they want to wait and hear from Robert Mueller himself first. And it's still unclear when that's going to happen. Doesn't look like it's going to happen in May. So now we're looking at June at the earliest.
How's that big infrastructure bill coming?
You know, just about as fast as anything on Capitol Hill. You do have, interestingly, two parties that say that they are interested, and a White House as well. And talks continue, and so that is a positive sign. However, you're talking about a lot of money, and Republicans in the White House, in particular, are going to say that that needs to be offset by cuts elsewhere, and the chances of Democrats and Republicans agreeing on cuts of that size that's going to be a heavy lift.
Nancy, thanks so much for joining us. CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes on Capitol Hill.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.